tuned in to Talk the Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey, and we have a special guest today, y'all. We got Mr. Nobody STL. Yay! What's up? Thank you for coming on with us. You know, listen, we really appreciate that, okay? So this is episode 34, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we get into our main topic, we always do a hot topic, right? So this hot topic, I don't know. I'm interested to know what y'all opinions are about this, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to talk about Cardi B and Offset. Ooh, right. So according to the T-Lab, Cardi B filed for a divorce from Offset, and they were married 3 years, one child, a lot of cheating scandals in between, okay? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were saying, you know, oh, I guess that WAP didn't keep him and all that good jazz. And then I saw another post that was like, well, why is it when Jada cheated, it was like, oh, she was in an entanglement, she was in a bad space. But when mm-hmm. Offset or a man cheat, it's like, that motherfucker, yes, get everything and all that stuff. So right. Is it a double standard with cheating, do y'all think?
Yeah, it's always a double standard.
But why do you think it's a double standard?
It just is. That's just part of life. It's a double standard to everything.
Oh, just part of life.
That's just like when young women sleep around, mm-hmm. she a hoe, and the young mm-hmm. dude sleep around, he that guy. So
that's true.
It's always just a double standard. But Cardi B asked for that, in my opinion.
Why you feel like that?
Because when she got into that relationship, she knew what she was going into.
Mm-hmm.
He got what, three, four kids?
Yeah. Yeah. So
he been cheating on all of them. He ain't never been with none of them. So why all of a sudden he knows he changed for you?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I think that maybe the relationship was more so like to help both of their careers, maybe.
It ain't even necessarily about helping your careers, because you could still mm-hmm. help somebody's career without being in a relationship, or you could just sleep around, whatever. You ain't got to. She asked for that. She wanted to get married. Like,
that's true.
She wanted to have a kid. All of that, she asked for all of that, in my opinion.
Okay. What you think, Nisha?
Now, I ain't saying he right for doing what he did, but right. She asked for that.
Okay. What you think, Nisha?
I don't know. I just think that it's difficult. I'm sure it's difficult for them to sustain a marriage with both of them probably traveling and touring all the time, shows, you know, and a lot. You disagree?
No, I don't disagree at all. All is hard, but you in the spotlight. Y'all put your relationship out there. That's part of it. That come with the game.
Yeah. I mean, less of the public eye, but it's just in terms of them being able to be close and being connected with one another because they have so much going on. And then they probably both have some egos and pride and a lot, you know, that's enhanced with being celebrities.
Sure.
I agree. Well, we wish them the best. Like, you know, whatever the outcome is, if she's divorcing him, you know, maybe they are better apart. You know, maybe she got her sanity back by leaving him alone. Maybe he can go and fuck up, you know, someone else's life, or, you know, do whatever else he does. So that's the hot topic. And now we're going to get into the topic. Go ahead, Nisha.
Well, we're going to get into some interview questions, Mr. Nobody, before we get right into it. No, that's cool. Let me ask you, how did you kind of get into rapping, and what's your passion behind it?
What's my passion behind rapping? I got into rapping. I guess I don't call it rapping because I make music, but I started doing it. Long story short, I'm gonna say this: I had went to jail.
And
when I got out, I was like, I'm gonna do music, and I always was serious about whatever it is I was doing in life.
Right.
At that point in time, I was like, man, I'm really try this, and I'm gonna really do this. And I decided to just start making music at that point in time, and I've been doing it ever since.
And you're very talented. You're very talented. You be getting some really good features as well. So shout out to you. Can you tell us why you went to jail, or is that TMI? We don't want to be all up in your business now.
It's public information. But
okay, we can look it up, is what you're saying.
It's drug trafficking.
Oh.
Okay. What's the hardest thing about being an aspiring rapper?
The hardest thing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess people don't take you serious. People look at you like you're a game. People think that they can just do anything to you, and you can, you just supposed to accept it. And with the industry or whatever you want to call it, it ain't always what it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, it makes sense. What is something that people might be surprised to know about you?
That I never wanted to rap. I always wanted to write. I wanted to be a writer.
Okay.
So did you ever do like poetry? I noticed a lot of rappers that, you know, say like they was doing poetry before they started rapping.
You could say I did poetry in school. Like I used to.
You send them letters to them girls.
I wrote one letter to a girl one time.
Just one.
One time. And I wrote it and I put it in her locker. Mm-hmm. And like it was like a beyond big deal. I don't think I put my name on it or nothing, but I wrote a little letter and put it in her locker. Yeah, it became a big deal, like 7th, 8th grade or something. And everybody was talking about this letter. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can't tell me that me putting a letter in a locker became that big. I never told nobody it was me, and I never.
What's up now?
How was she
watching?
Yeah, was she happy about the letter, or she was mad?
No, I guess she was happy, but everybody ain't have to know. You ain't have to be everybody thing. I put it in her locker. It was for her to read.
Yeah. You real low key. Mr. Nobody.
You say am I low key?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be, I guess you could say that.
You are very low key and you're very humble. That's a good thing though. And the reason why it's not even
people say it all the time. Are you so humble?
You are though.
It's not a humble thing. Like I'm humble, but growing up we ain't had nothing for real. So why all of a sudden change now? Like I ain't gonna say I've been broke, but I ain't had no money for real all my life. So why all of a sudden am I gonna start acting different now?
Right. Yeah.
People who move away from me or get away from me or don't spend time with me or people who decide to do that. I ain't just say I don't have friends no more or whatever. I just decided at one point in time I was gonna raise my kids and be with my family. That's just what I decided to
do.
That's
what's up.
That's real.
The same people who was always around me can always be around. I had the same number since probably the ninth grade.
Oh wow. Yeah, oh shit.
My numbers never changed. So this at that point in time, people still remember numbers. So all my friends or whoever asked, like, what's your number? And I tell them my number, they're like, ooh, I remember that. Like my number never changed. So
yeah, I mean, and like when I met you and just having a conversation with you about like even artists that you've worked with, like you really have every reason to pop your shit and you come off very humble. That's dope. I feel like that's a very dope quality to have. So shout out to you.
That. Right.
I just feel like I love music. So one of my friends pointed out to me the other day, he said, how many songs had you made? And I was like, I don't know, whatever the number was. And he said, have you missed yet? And I was like, what do you mean have I missed? He said, have you not made a hit since you made that first hit yet? And I was like, I started thinking about what was my first hit?
Right.
And then I was like, damn, have I missed yet? And I really feel like I have not missed one time song that I put out since then. So
if
I just keep making a hit, sooner or later somebody gonna hear it or like it or love it. It's just the independent chase. I'm having fun.
Yeah. And when you're doing something that you enjoy, kind of like us with podcasting, you know, you hope it hits and you hope somebody hears it, but you enjoy doing it. So you also doing it for the love of it, you know.
True.
And I think you could tell the difference, like what you said with us podcasting. You'll see other podcasts where it's like they may be doing it just to be in competition and they just may be doing it. See, you know what I mean?
What's so crazy is, I don't know if y'all seen this, but I saw y'all been doing y'all thing for a while or whatever.
Thank you.
Then I seen the radio station. Mm-hmm. They got a little segment called Talk That Talk or Talk Your Talk.
I did not. See, y'all
don't even know that. I'm telling you now that the radio station just started something like that. And I heard them say it within like the last week or the last couple of weeks. I hadn't heard it before. And I don't listen to the radio all the time, but I'm pretty sure I think y'all started first.
I know we did, but like, you know, like I say, I told you before that you inspired me to do something else that I'm going to be doing soon. You inspired me to be humble, okay? Out of all my friends, I'm the main one popping my shit, but I peeped it. Somebody else told me about that too, and I said, oh, shout out to them. Like I said, the only difference is this is a passion for me and her. This chemistry we got, That's it. Can't nobody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just keep grinding, and we want everybody to continue, or whoever looking, to keep watching, keep getting inspired. another podcast got inspired by us. They only came up with how many episodes? We're not even going to go there. But anyway, shout out to them.
For sure.
So, we got any more thoughts on those interview questions? You got any more questions?
I could talk all day. Whatever y'all want to do, we can do.
Okay, well, I think we can go ahead and go to the topic. So, the topic is toxic behavior. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we are all grown. Mr. Nobody, you in your 30s, right?
Something like that.
So, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, I the age thing, I don't have no problem with telling people my age, but most people know my age, but I don't blatantly be like, I'm this age and, you know, I'm this many years old. Like, I'm 18, really. I'm still a kid.
Oh, okay. Well, we have experience. But anyway, so we're going to talk about toxic, right? Toxic behavior. So I just want to know, like, what are some of your old toxic traits? Like, some that you feel like, you know what? I was a motherfucker with that.
honestly, I think I would say one of mine was being selfish.
Mm.
So for whoever I was talking to or whatever I had going on at the time, like, it was all about me, really. I never put nobody else I never put nobody in position to be that lover for me, because I was just worried about what I had going on. I didn't care about nobody for real.
Okay.
What made you change that?
Kids.
Kids. Okay. Okay. What about you, Nisha?
I would say a couple of things. The first would probably be name calling, because I don't know if you knew this or not, Brittany, but back years ago, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was quick to, whether you was friend, relationship, if I got mad, I was bitch. I feel like that was very toxic, because no matter what the situation is, if I got love for you, if I say I love you, it should never go to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that and overthinking, because I can think up some things that, and I'd be way far out there. But if it makes sense in my mind, I got a whole attitude over something that's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like overthinking too.
Overthinking. I think my biggest one was controlling, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't even realize that what I was doing was being controlling until I started like working more so on myself. And I'm like, damn, like if motherfucker was doing me like that, I wouldn't, like I ain't going. And it was just like in my mental, I was like, it's not that I'm trying to control this person, it's that I can see that they need to do this to be successful. But it's like, mm-hmm. who am I to try to force somebody to do something that they may not want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know,
that's a hard one. Thing. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, being controlling. Like, I had to just let people do them. I do me. If we meant to be, we'll be, honey.
It's not just you, though. It's most women. Most women control.
Most women, huh? Just men are controlling, too.
I'm not saying they not.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
women,
think it's a...
Most women are. Yeah.
Most women. I think that now that I have kicked that trait of being controlling, it's now the dudes that I come across are the ones that are more controlling.
You haven't just kicked no trait like that. That ain't
promise you. Listen, Nisha can tell you. I used to be very controlling.
Tell it to Elvis, man. You know, that ain't nothing you can just stop. You wake up every morning and control your kids.
I'm talking about like controlling a man. You know, like I would do shit like if a man didn't do what I say, or you know, was doing something that I didn't like, I would be very toxic towards him. Okay, you ain't do something I like, so I'm not gonna have sex with you for a minute. You ain't do this, so I'm not gonna talk to you. I'm gonna ignore you. I'm gonna block you. I'm gonna change my number on a nigga. Like, that's toxic as fuck. If you wanna be with somebody, you don't play those type of mind games.
Right.
But I know this.
Mm-hmm. Everybody do though.
Well, that's toxic. That's not good.
That's a hard one, I think, because for me, like those that are close to me, it probably is controlling, but it's just that if you, like you said, you see somebody's potential or you see how they could be harming themselves. Yeah. So it's like you want to help and you feel like your way is better. And that's wrong. It's wrong to feel like you know
that's
better.
Toxic.
But sometimes Look, but sometimes we do.
Yes, hey. Sometimes y'all know better. You women. Y'all
yes, we do. We really do. And, we be seeing stuff y'all don't see. Like,
it's yeah. like the man either in a relationship, the man has to give in. Like if he don't give in, it's a problem most of the time. Now he might get his way every once in a while, but most of the time y'all control whatever go on. And that's that. Like I don't want to hear nothing else about it. Like that's how y'all be.
Yeah. I think it's the person that you choose. I know for me, I don't want to be with nobody that I gotta control. I don't want to be with nobody that I want them to change or be different. Like I want you to be who you are, and I need to decide if this somebody I can fuck with. I don't want to do the whole manipulation of your mind and have you stressed out and all that shit. No, like I don't do that no more. So I'm not toxic.
I don't believe it, but
I'm not. Okay. Those were old toxic traits. What about current toxic traits?
Ooh, all right, let's talk about it.
I don't really have none. I'm not gonna say I don't have none, because a relationship is toxic. Most men and women do things both ways to just control whatever they got going on. So like you were saying earlier, you was pointing out, oh, I tell them I ain't gonna sleep with them and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's toxic. But I don't know a specific thing that I just do to be toxic. I try not to be, but
right.
You know, I don't know what that trait is or what it is that I do that's just toxic.
So for me, I have been very defensive. So like I take things real personally. So if somebody say something, it don't even have to be directed to me. Like if we could be at work in any type of setting and they be like, y'all, everybody else be in a room and they be chilling and I be the one speaking out like, but this, you know what I'm saying? Like I take things real personally and it sometimes it hinders my success because I don't know how to just sit and take it in. And I'm always listening to react and to respond rather than listening for understanding. So that's something I'm aware of at this point and trying to work on.
Yeah. And I feel like with being toxic or even acknowledging something that may be toxic, that's not easy because who sit around and just say, oh yeah, that's toxic. That's toxic. No. But for me to answer the question, what I'm working on right now is the selfishness. I know you said, Ace, you kicked it. Okay. You're not selfish anymore. I'm very selfish, but it's hard for me to balance that because now that I am more selfish, I notice more good things are coming to me because I'm thinking about me first. Mm. So honestly, my sad days are over.
That's a different thing. Like in life, when it is, whatever it is, your dream, whatever it is you got, you going, you doing, you can be selfish with that. It's okay to be selfish with it sometimes. Like if you really want to do whatever it is you're doing in life, most of the people who are successful are selfish. They got where they was going because they focused in and they did whatever they did, had to do to make it happen.
Yeah.
Relationship, that's different. You can't do that in a relationship.
But that's the problem. I'm not willing to compromise. I feel like any past relationship I was in where was not selfish and really was trying to, put that person as a priority. It never.
Toxic traits.
Listen, look, like I was saying, my sad days are over. Me being in my feeling days are over. Like I'm not doing that no more. And I feel like when I'm in a situation or a relationship and I'm not being, and I'm not thinking about me first, I'm thinking about this person first, which leads to me being in my feelings because it's not an equal yoke. I just feel like the next relationship I get in, he has to understand that I am the priority. He needs to be his own priority too, though. But I just feel like, I'm going to be single for a minute. I ain't going to lie. I'm not kicking that selfish shit. I'm sorry. I cannot. Not right now.
It sounds like you're going to be single the rest of your life.
Hey, I might have to be single for a minute. Because, I'm just not willing to compromise that. I'm sorry. Look, I feel like, you know how dudes, when they get their heart broken and they be like, oh, fuck all these other women, and they just be selfish as fuck for years. I don't feel like well, I'm not in that headspace. I ain't that toxic, but I feel like I'm in a headspace where I'm just like, I'm not going to be in my feelings. So that, you know, that means I'm toxic. That means I'm going to deal with a situation, get whatever I want to get out the situation. I'll be upfront with somebody about it. Either they're going to rock with it or they're not. So far, they're rocking with it. So, yeah. Okay. So I think that was all our toxic questions. Are we done with this conversation, y'all?
Yeah, I don't think we have any other toxic behaviors, anything toxic that you want people to stop doing, Mr. Nobody.
People gonna just be toxic no matter what it is going on.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not, y'all. Listen, I am working on myself. So this time next year, all the toxicity is gonna be gone.
Yeah.
So come back in a year so we can talk about it.
So now we have this segment called Why You Lying, right? And this is where you give us two truths and a lie, and we got to guess which is which. Go ahead. Give us your two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
We probably going to guess it.
Hold on.
Well, you got to think about it.
Let me look. Why are you thinking? Let me look at these comments. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Rabia. Hi, Robert Kennedy. Oh, well, I don't know why I said your last name. I'm sorry. I knew everybody else. I didn't know him, but I wanted to say
Black.
Hello.
Hey, Black.
Okay, hey.
Two truths and a lie. I get a lot of sleep. I smoke a lot of weed.
But we know this is going to be the lie.
Nah, you don't know. I don't even know why I got to even think like that. I had started that question earlier, and I was like, two truths and a lie.
Yeah, think about the lie like, damn, what?
Because I already thought the lie was you get a lot of sleep. So
that's what I think the lie is. Is that the lie?
I'm a mediator. I'm a
peacemaker.
Not peacemaker. When people come to you and tell you their problems, you
a life coach or a therapist.
I'm a life coach. I'm a therapist.
You really would be a good life coach, but I think that's a lie.
A lie, you get a lot. Well, she said that's a lie.
Which one's a lie?
The life coach.
The life coach. No, that's not.
Say is that you get a lot of sleep.
Are you a life coach? Oh, that's dope. So the sleep is the lie.
The sleep.
Are you sleeping?
Y'all keep
the sleep the lie?
Are we freezing?
Y'all keep freezing.
I can see y'all.
Okay. The sleep is the lie. Huh? The sleep is the lie. You don't get a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's dope though. You a life coach? Yeah. How many people you coaching through life?
Whoever be calling my phone, talking my Earl.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. You don't be telling them they're gonna be toxic forever, do you?
They're gonna be single forever. What kind of life coach is that?
Right, you just broke our hearts on this little life.
I give great advice. You gotta know what the problem is first before you can fix it.
That's true.
You gotta admit to whatever it is that you're doing, and then you can work on fixing it. So,
Okay. I was going to say, what's your two truths and a lie?
Okay. So I am 30. I have two sisters and two brothers, and I've been married for 5 years.
I'm supposed to guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know she was guessing, I was guessing.
You guessing. You know me.
Say it one more time.
So I'm 30. I have two brothers and two sisters. And I've been married for 5 years.
I'm just gonna guess because I don't know you like that. So I'm gonna say you've been married for 5 years.
That is the lie, actually.
That's the lie.
I've been married for 10 years. Did you think I've
been married for how long?
For 10.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But
okay, so
you just now working on not being toxic.
Listen, listen to me. I'm gonna keep real with y'all. Okay.
No, you got a good hood.
Listen, I thought I was perfect. Now I didn't think I was perfect, but I thought like you know I got this shit. I'm the best wife. I do this. Right. I do that. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I got real humble, real lately. When I was telling like, hey, you slacking on some things, and then I realized I had to self reflect. Like, okay. Yeah. You're right. I am doing these things and I can, you know, work on this. So I've been married 10 years and I think it's the fact that he's taken some of my shit. And I think recently I realized that it was some shit. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, he started doing something you was doing?
No, he just called me out on it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't doing nothing that bad. It's really, like I say, it's like my attitude and me thinking that I'm pretty perfect.
Okay. And then my two truths and a lie. I had my first child at 16. I'm currently in school and I was in a short film.
Say them again.
Oh, okay. I had my first child at 16. I'm currently in school and I was in a short film.
I know one of them. That's the one of them. So you had your first child at 16, and then the other one was you what?
Currently in school.
Currently in school. Wow. I'm going to say the lie is you're currently in school.
No, I am currently in school. The baby is the lie. I didn't have my child at 16. I was too busy throwing parties. I was 19.
Okay.
2 years later, right? So, yeah, I was in a short film. I don't know if we could talk about that. Can we talk about that?
I was actually going to tell Mr. Nobody, as he's telling them where to reach him, to let them know what projects he have up and coming.
We want to know that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell us.
Okay, so I just put a video out today. I had just put a song out, Monday? It's called Bankroll. I got a feature from NWMC Murder. I just put the video out today. So like when I say today, I mean this morning at like 8 o'clock. I just put the video up on YouTube. So just type in Mr. Nobody STL Bankroll and the video will pop up.
And we have it on our pages so you can all look at it. I got that exact link up. Look, when I had saw it, I saw it was like up an hour ago. I said, oh, boom. So that was me viewing it. Yeah.
So check that out. And what about the film? Because I want to hear about it.
The film is it's for an EP I got. It's called Robin Season.
Okay.
So I used to do something different every time. I used to try to do movies every time or do something in-depth, something that people would see and be like, oh, that's dope. Mm-hmm. So this time we went all the way out and we did a short film. It should be like 8 to 10 minutes long. It's going to be over three songs on the EP I had. And it's gonna be fun, packed for field. It's gonna be some killing, some stealing, some relationships. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. And I was in it, child. Yeah. Like, I was so excited.
I've been so excited.
I think she got killed.
Oh, why are you giving it up?
Shot or something.
But she probably came through and got killed in a real special way, didn't she?
Jason. Friday.
But look, y'all, Friday, fun fact, it was a lot of weapons on the set, right? Mm-hmm. And it was one particular time where people had to check the gun that I had. They didn't trust me. Why y'all didn't trust me? I told y'all it wasn't no bullets in there.
Check the gun that you had because it was my gun.
They kept checking it.
They didn't need to do anything because it was innocent. I said, you let them get it. If I did.
They didn't trust me.
They wouldn't have checked anything.
Oh, okay. So basically, I let them debo me from the gun. Yeah, like, basically, they would rob me pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they didn't trust me. But shout out to Al Bundy. He was in there, as well as Rod, Tiffany. Carl. So shout out to all of them. And again, we really do appreciate you coming on to talk.
Yeah,
definitely.
Good. All good. Anytime.
All right. So until next time, y'all. Oh, well, wait a minute. Where can they reach us at? I almost forgot.
So actually, a couple of places. Facebook, Talk That Talk, Wanisha and Bree on Facebook. Instagram, Talk_That talk_podcast on Instagram. Y'all can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. DM us and watch the Who Mad panel next week when we go live, because, you know, them ladies, they be having, you know, their conversation. So, yeah.
Until next time, bye.